And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-la-la-la.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 137 for January 16th, 2016. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Anything Goes, The Spanish Announce Table, and All Beer Inside. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before you get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2 at gmail.com. You can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. So without further ado, let's get into our mega panel for this week for Rocky IV, starting off with our American hero, Heavyset.
Wait a minute, we were supposed to watch Rocky IV? I just watched WrestleMania 31, Rusev versus John Cena, so I guess I can't be a part of this show.
What the fuck, man?
I mean, it's the same premise,
yeah,
right?
There was no easy way out.
No, actually, the difference is there was a title on the line at WrestleMania, but there wasn't in the movie.
And also, Drago did not have a tank.
He keep a motherfucking tank.
Yep. Another American this week, we got the mop jockey.
Yes, sir. Popping my cherry.
Living in America. We've got Phil, Mixmaster.
Hey, what's up?
And last but certainly not, well, yeah, pretty much least, we've got Will.
Wait. Rocky IV? I watched Rocky V. What?
Oh, God. No. Rocky V does not exist for
By the way, can I tell you something funny? Just very quick. I was at Walmart and they had a Rocky collection and it was Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4. I was like,
that's hilarious.
That's perfect.
It was amazing. That was awesome. Sorry. Okay.
It's got so much backlash, eh? That. Yeah, they're not even going to put the fifth one in the fucking box set because people are just using it as a coaster. Okay, just first thing, if I sound a bit different, it's because I just woke up and I unfortunately missed the podcast's original airing date. We had to push it back an hour. And I left all my mics at Andre's house because we had karaoke last week. So, sound be back on par next week. All right, let's get right into it.
Well, hold on. We pushed this back like how many weeks?
Yeah, no, seriously, though, the Rocky episode itself was pushed back about 7 times.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, we're finally fucking doing it, man. We're here.
And
we're here.
And I literally just, like, we had all this time. I literally just finished it about an hour ago.
You goddamn procrastinator.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Damn sleeper inner.
All right, so Mop, because it's the first time you've been on the show, you're popping your cherry. How we do these movie reviews is I actually watch them, jot down my thoughts, and then we just kind of go on top of it. And there's anything you want to add to my thoughts, please feel free to scream it out. Don't be shy. We're starting off with, the movie starts off with Eye of the Tiger, one of the greatest themes ever as they recap Rocky versus Clubber Lang for Rocky 3. I guess no comments there. We teased the third Rocky.
Spoiler alert, because 4 was the first one I watched.
Oh, there you go. Sorry. Yeah. We just recap it. We're not. Well, I'm going to tell you what happens anyway. About the 30 years. Fuck you. We teased the third Rocky versus Apollo fight when they actually fought between themselves. And because I just saw Creed, according to Rocky in Creed, Apollo actually won that third fight.
Wow, another spoiler, because I haven't seen Creed yet either.
Yeah, me either. I didn't know Apollo won that fight. Yeah, but that doesn't count, because Rocky had just, like, freaking finished a giant fight. No shit Apollo could beat him.
Yeah, but keep in mind, it wasn't, like, the day after. Like, you could see he was healed up, so it must have been maybe a month or two after.
Dude, they have to, like, there's not just one day or two of needing to heal from these things. This is, like, intense. Did you watch Rocky 2? They end up in wheelchairs after that.
No, but I mean, like, Rocky, if you look at him when he goes to the gym with Apollo, they both look like they're fine.
Mm.
So I think there was a bit of time. It wasn't like the next day, hey, let's fight.
Mm. Okay.
So I think Rocky is pretty much at his best at that point.
Isn't it like the day of Rocky IV? Because he comes home with a black eye, so he just finished the fight.
Yeah.
So it's
We don't know who wins, though. We don't know who wins.
Yeah, well, spoilers.
According to Apollo.
Yeah, but according to Apollo.
According to
Apollo, he could take down a giant Russian. Russian, so, you know, whatever.
No, sorry, according to Creed's son, no, Rocky himself, sorry. Yeah. Rocky himself said
he loved. Rocky says, okay. Maybe it was just to make the kid feel better.
Who knows? Okay, next scene is Rocky coming home to his big house, Tech Gadgets and his kid. Oddly enough, his kid landed up being an ambulance driver in New York and saved the cheerleader, thus saving the world.
What are you talking about?
Nobody gets it.
What are you talking about? Dude, Heroes blows.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're talking about Heroes. Yeah.
Heroes sucks. I think that show is common enough for us to make a joke out of it. I don't know. It's like we're making
a joke. Season one was fantastic.
No, I disagree. I would say the first five episodes were decent.
I think first and maybe second. Then it just kind of went off the rails.
That did not get the reaction I expected. I thought I was going to get a laugh for that.
Yeah, maybe from the audience. If the audience is laughing, please tweet at OSATMDOTnet. Well, what is it?
Am I the only one that watched Heroes so I can liked it? I don't. Yeah.
No, I didn't realize the kid was one in he ended up being Peter, right?
Yeah, in Rocky VI.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, yeah. But he's also. Did anybody watch the movie Gamer with Gerard Butler? No, I guess not.
I have. Well, hold on, I have, but it's been a while.
It's a terrible film. He's in it too. He plays a terrible role. Anyways,
I just remember Gerard Butler and Dexter Morgan.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry guys.
There you go. Everybody shit on that. Okay. Well, there you go. The droid. What the fuck was with that whole droid thing? Seriously.
That's amazing. That's like so 80s. The way it comes in, it's like the way it's shot when it's coming in, it's like a semi like freaking horror movie. It's like do-do-do-do-do-do. What's going on? What? It's nuts. It's jumping the shark. That's what the expression is. It's just coming out of nowhere. The best part.
You know what? That is the perfect thing to explain. It was absolutely jumping the shark.
But the best part is when Apollo comes in and they're like chatting around a bit, and the robot just comes out of nowhere, and Apollo's like, "What the fuck's going on?" Like he's just looking like, "What?" Anyways.
It actually was a nod to Stallone's son, who's autistic.
Oh, really?
And in real life, yeah. He got a robot, similar and built by the same people.
It's actually the same robot. It's the same robot.
Is it the same robot?
Yeah, it's actually the robot.
Wait, really? So yeah. Stallone actually had that robot at the time for his kid?
And this robot toured with James Brown later on.
And that robot is awesome.
That is amazing. Sorry,
that,
go ahead.
That robot is awesome.
Okay, now here's a question though. When the robot is like being all nice and like really sexy like with Polly, did he like program her to like give him hand jobs or something? Or how's that?
The theory is that he turned her into a sex bot.
It's the subtext
of what's happening.
So which one of us wouldn't do that?
I have a wife.
I'd be on the okay cap with that. I'd be fine.
Yeah.
I don't need a sex bot.
Although Polly doesn't seem to be like a great programmer, but I don't know. I can't even fucking like make a fucking sandwich.
He doesn't have a job, guys.
He quit his job.
He can't make a sandwich, and he works at a meat plant.
Yeah. Okay. Adrienne got dolled up a bit in this movie. She looked like a homeless person the first three movies, so I guess they.
Especially the first two, yeah.
Well, she's got the money now.
I don't find her attractive at all.
She's not attractive.
But at least they put some fucking some eyeliner on her or whatever.
No, she's not attractive, but it's okay. I mean, she's still a good actress. Like she's in the. If you ever watch Godfather Part 3, that movie's crap, but she's the best part by far.
This is the first Rocky movie I've ever seen beginning to end, and I was actually questioning whether it was the same actress because of
She looked like a man the first two. Fuck.
But she had those freaking huge glasses.
Yeah, that was she did. Yeah.
You know, she reminds me of is Olive Oil from Popeye.
That's interesting.
Because of the dark hair.
I don't know, just the beanpole and all of it.
First scene with Drago in the airport, Drago's wife's accent was the worst fucking Russian accent I have ever heard in my life. That was ridiculously bad.
You mean Lana?
Yeah, seriously. Was her name Lana? I wouldn't be surprised.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I was actually about to say Lana too, so.
Oh, but Lana was actually way better than her. I don't know what the kind of fucking accent she's trying to pull off, but it was not anywhere close to Russian.
Wait, was she Rocky? Was she Stallone's wife at the time?
No, it says it's Bridget Nielsen.
No, it is. Yeah,
I don't know if they married.
Were they married or were they just dating?
I think they were dating.
Okay, so, yeah, she married Stallone after that.
Yeah,
and if you guys are wondering why Drago doesn't have many lines, it's because he can't speak English yet. The guy was not a fluent English speaking actor at the time.
Yeah, I think he's Swedish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Swedish. Yeah,
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, and he actually has a degree in chemical engineering.
Does, yes. And they make fun of that in Expendables 2.
I thought that, I look at him and I'm like, there's no way. He does not have a degree in anything.
Yeah, he does. He wasn't supposed to, he wasn't going to be an actor, but I guess.
He's got a degree in kicking ass and taking names. I love the Drago training with the highly advanced Star Trek 80s computers. And Drago's manager is a great antagonist.
My favorite line is the one, it's like, because he's like saying all these numbers. They're like, I don't know what these numbers mean. He's like, it means whatever he hits, he destroys. And then they just stuff.
Yeah, he sounded a bit like a Nazi, but it totally worked.
Okay, I guess you skip, no, just skip over. Are you at the part where Apollo sees them on his TV yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, sorry.
Actually, but you can totally discuss that.
Oh, because no, what I find amazing is just like they show like how rich these people's lives are. Like Apollo being like an ex-champion. Like, holy shit, it's amazing. He's got this massive mansion. He's got this huge pool. He's swimming with his dogs. And yeah, he's having fun. Anyways, I just found that a very extravagant lifestyle well portrayed.
We're going back to the droid here. All of these additional droid scenes make absolutely zero sense. Apollo was at Rocky's house and totally getting... I found the droid stuff was actually getting into the way of the movie. It looked like a writer was told to add something funny last minute and just like stick this awkward droid conversations throughout the entire movie to like, I guess, lighten up the story material. I don't know.
Well, the problem is that Stallone directed this movie.
Well, he wrote and directed the movie.
Yeah, because
so he added more scenes with the droid because he loved it so much.
Because he liked it so much. It's fine. He didn't at that point, he didn't need anybody to tell him he can't do that.
He turned full George Lucas.
Yeah, he did. And even at the end, like, you're actually wondering, is the droid, like, because when at the end, you're wondering who's home taking care of the kid, and you're like, oh, it's probably the droid at this point.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's almost like, you know, he's just sitting in the writer's circle. He's like, you know what this movie needs? More droid. Needs a little bit more droid. Oh, God. Rocky and Apollo looking over their zero-blocking fight, going back and forth about Apollo retiring. This is a great scene. Shows how Apollo is trying to find purpose in life after retirement.
I agree. I like the speech when he says that a warrior, if he doesn't have a fight, then if he rests, that's just the same as death. And I found that... you know what I like? It shows that like it's a good comparison to what I was saying earlier with like his big extravagant mansion. All that really doesn't matter to him. He's doing it because he's able to. But... it's not his purpose is still to fight and to be that person. He'll still, it's not about the money at this point. The fight he wants to do with Drago has nothing to do with the amount of money he'll make out of it. It's just to prove to himself.
Yeah, you see a lot of athletes that do this, where they get to the end of their career and just, they have no idea what to do afterward.
Will discusses the scene in the pool when he's just like throwing a ball to a dog and accidentally happens to notice that Drago's looking for a fight Rocky. He's like, hey, I'll do that. That kind of worked out. I really like the press conference. The Russian Drago starts going like, he doesn't want to fight Creed because he's like a has-been. First they put him up like, oh, he's a great, great fighter. And then like 30 seconds later, he's like, oh, I don't want to fight you because you're a has-been.
But you know what? Well, one thing though, old school, you I don't know, have you watched on pay-per-view like other boxing fights like the press before? There's a lot of, that happens all the time. But when I'm like trash talking, I'm surprised that this one gets out of hand. Wouldn't they be used to trash talk by now? I don't know.
Well, you keep in mind too that like just after the whole incident, Apollo asked Rocky how he did. No, like just even kind of signifying that he was overplaying it a bit.
Oh, I see. Okay, so they knew it was a trash talk.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool that they actually like
smart man
broke the fourth wall or whatever and say, you know, most of these things are a sham.
Oh, that's
cool. The whole James Brown dance routine, fucking was completely
it's amazing.
Over the top.
It's
no, I don't know what's that doing there.
Drago's in the middle of the ring, like what the fuck, and like he just seems like a total Russian fish out of water.
Yeah. No, but it's all nuts. Like it's like, you know, I love how you actually don't see James Brown till quite a bit in. So you're like, what the fuck? And then all of a sudden, like out of nowhere. And if that's not crazy enough, fucking James Brown for you too.
It's like he's just sitting there. It's like a fucking dance routine, and he's like, Paul is fucking pointing. I'm like, in America. He's what? He's Rock. He's like, what the fuck is this?
Lots of ass shots too, and Rocky doesn't seem to mind. One thing I have a question though, you know when he's going by all the cities, it was like Kansas City. The last thing he says, I think he says Chicago and LA, but he doesn't, I don't know, I have two Americans here. Is it normal that he doesn't pronounce the chi in Chicago? He just goes like Chicago and
Chicago.
LA?
No, yeah, they don't pronounce it Chicago.
What do they do?
Chicago.
But yeah, James Brown, it just goes Chicago.
Oh, yeah, they just fit in the song, then.
Yeah, they fit in the song, yeah.
Well, I mean, James Brown, fucking, if you can understand half of what he's saying, it's pretty good, so.
Dude, he makes up half the words in his songs.
Hey!
I feel you.
Did you guys catch the Hugo Boss ad placements?
Yeah, did you?
A lot.
Yeah, I don't tend to notice that stuff that much. I really don't.
Like everybody really intense wore a Hugo Boss shirt. It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's really I guess I'm just so used to seeing it that I ignore it.
Well, I found the reason why I caught on to it is because you never see it in other Rocky movies. Like they usually, it's like, and also it's Boss. It's very, very, very blatantly obvious there. So yeah, what I like next is the you mentioned this next old school, right? The commentator and all of Apollo's.
Yeah, we get there. But what's with the? It was a weird setting because it was actually they're boxing on a stage in a theater.
No, I thought it was Caesar's Palace. No.
No, but if you notice, the stands are all on one side, so it's like they were on a stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did notice that. I didn't think much of it though.
And it was like the only boxing match of the evening. Because don't they raise like the ring onto the stage or something?
Yeah,
it's like this elaborate setup for nothing
for like a 2-minute fight.
For a 2-minute fight. Yeah, those people, man, that money to that. They had a good James Brown show.
That's true. It's almost like they sabotaged the James Brown show and said, hey, let's have a boxing match, like, right now. Okay, so, yeah, we're going to get into
that. One thing, though, I noticed watching it a second time, like, not I watched many times, watching it more recently for this episode, it was not filmed at the same time. The James Brown stuff was filmed at a very different time than the rest because there's no shot where you have both James Brown and... what's his name? Ivan Drago. The only shot you have where you have him with the rest is the end with Apollo Creed and James Brown. But it seems like his whole dance number is not actually filmed at the same time as the rest. They seem very opposite.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I didn't even catch that.
I caught that.
Yeah, I didn't notice that at all.
Yeah. There's no shot of like Ivan Drago. Like you see Ivan Drago looking, and then the next shot is like you see he's looking at James Brown, but there's no actual shot of like in the back. The James Brown stuff is very close up and you don't have a sense of everything else. It looks apart.
Okay, what's the fuck was with the mustache of the ring?
Yeah.
Like, that was ridiculous.
Isn't that something of the times? No? Didn't they used to have that? Or that's just...
In the 80s? It's 1985. No, in the 30s?
Oh, 1885. I see. I get it now. I mixed up the wrong century.
Man, see? We got Rocky here. See? Drago coming out with his first line of the night. You will lose.
You will lose.
All right, it's time to go to school, son. Come on, get your hands up, man. You need an interpreter? It's time to go to school.
You will lose.
No, wait, so he didn't say it then. He didn't comment on the freaking billion names that Apollo Creed has. He's the Count of Monte Fisto.
Go for it.
No, I said it. He has a bunch. I don't know. But he has like just a billion. Like he has.
Somebody look up the names.
Fine, I'll do it. 1 second. Yeah, I got it. Okay, so he's a Dancing Destroyer, the King of Sting, the Count of Monte Fisto, the Prince of Punch, Master of Disaster, the one and only Apollo Creed. That's a lot.
That's an awesome. That's
like usually someone's like, I don't know, like I what would you
the
have?
Pressure, blah blah blah.
Yeah. Or like I don't know, what was Muhammad Ali's name?
Well, they started doing it. Doesn't like his face undefeated dude.
Rocky.
Oh, Mayweather?
Yeah, Mayweather has like a ton of nicknames.
Oh, he has that too? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was just money.
No, but before that, he's like every time there's something different. I guess he picked it up from this movie.
Yes.
Guaranteed he picked that up from this movie. Cool. Okay. First round, Apollo gets some good shots in, but then the steroid freak Drago turns on and...
Oh, that's a spoiler.
Oh, spoiler alert.
You don't know that he's a steroid freak at that point.
Oh, that's true. Sorry.
He's just... Remember what they asked? Because he thinks steroids are like, No,
I'm good. No steroids.
Yeah, it's like, no.
But I have like three times the punching power than any other human being.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, well, how do you do it? It's like, he is like Popeye. He eats a spinach. And they're all like, that's funny. You're like, wait a second. That's not fucking true.
So the unknown at the time steroid freak Drago turns on and just straight up tags him right in the fucking fist.
But it's insane. It's like he just, it's a machine. It's just like he just grabs the guy and just destroys him. What I love though, I keep forgetting. Is it in this fight that you have like his coach starts going like I don't know what he's saying in Russian, but it sounds like he's telling the guy, okay, now fucking destroy him. And he had this great like arm movement and Drago just like as a freaking army soldier.
Drago, crush!
Yeah, gosh. Or like, you know, he like just turns on as if he's like a robot. It's like now with the code name start killing him. Anyways, it was crazy.
Yeah, no, and he was like, you know, Apollo was dancing around the first couple seconds.
Yeah.
Chuck's like, what the fuck's this guy doing? Oh,
yeah.
Like, it just, this is great about this movie. You eliminate all technique and boxing ability. It's just fucking pure, unadulterated fucking beatdown punching.
I've got a question for you that I don't get. You know, when Apollo's coach goes, but it's an exhibition, it's an exhibition. Yeah, but the Russians, do they know that? Like, do they care? Like, what does it mean, an exhibition for them?
Well, yeah, for them, he's trying to prove a point.
Yeah. So, like, why? What's the point? And he's always saying, I'll kick your ass. So then why does it being an exhibition mean that, like, so does that mean that he's, that Apollo has to win? Like, do you know what I'm trying to say? He's supposed to go easy on him? I don't get what he's trying to do.
It's supposed to be a more friendly bout. They're not supposed to be actually destroying each other. It's supposed to be something about technique and showing off, like, well, this is the Russian style, this is the American style. But it's all in good fun.
Yeah, but at the same time, I totally get what you're getting, Phil. But at the same time, Apollo always tells them, but you know what? He ain't going to win. Like, so if he's so sure that the guy is not going to win, how can I say? It does take away from how amicable it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's kind of boosting his own confidence at this point, because I don't think he's 100% sure of what he's doing at this point.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. See, I totally thought that Apollo was just being self-confident and knew he couldn't actually beat him.
Yeah,
but was wanting to put on a good show. Is the way
exactly.
I took it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like Ali's last fight or whatever. It's like, well, someone's gonna beat me, but at least they're gonna have their money's worth. Yeah,
I never felt that,
because he amped up the entertainment value. Like, he really pushed it to be like a personal fight. But then the Russians took it really seriously.
Well, wouldn't they? No, I mean, would.
Well, he
won,
initially he wanted. Well, yeah, because initially he wanted to fight Rocky.
Yeah.
He
gets so what is that?
He's like, okay, I'm gonna fucking destroy this guy, so Rocky's gonna want to come in. They had that long term goal already set out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Apollo knew it was over when they touched gloves, to be honest. Like, yeah. That's how the second he go, you know, he touches the gloves, oh, fuck.
I agree.
And to be honest, after that entrance, Apollo deserved to get his ass whooped.
Yeah, I agree with that. Fucking showboater, man. Living in America, fuck.
Yeah, that was all show. I don't think he had any dreams of actually winning the fight.
And one thing, when he actually does, like, signal to his wife that, like, he's all good, but he does a little smile, he knows for a fact that's the last time he's seeing his wife. Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, because you got Tommy Duke Evers, which is the trainer.
The trainer, yeah.
And, well, I don't know if you guys noticed, but when he goes in, he's like, this is an exhibition. He has this giant glob of spit that comes out of his mouth.
Hey, guys, wait. One thing I find funny, okay, why didn't Rocky throw the towel? Like, I mean, he saw the guy. Like, he's like, don't throw the towel.
No, here's the thing. It's a man code, man, because Apollo goes, you don't stop this fight.
Yeah, but, like, for his anything. Death, like, because, I mean, as for this... His death is totally on Rocky. I know he feels guilty for it, but, like, he kind of should.
There's a whole,
like,
montage about it.
Yeah, yeah, there is.
In a burning heart. In a burning heart.
No, it's no easy way out, dude.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, good point. No, but here's the thing with that. I think they're trying to show, like, Paulo's a, you know, boxer. He'll always be a boxer. And I found if he wasn't fighting, he felt like a caged animal. Like, he had to fucking go out and fight and prove himself. And this was like, you live in the ring, you die in the ring. Just like pro wrestling, like Ric Flair. And he's like, you don't stop this fucking fight for any, though. Even if he would have stopped the fight, I think Apollo would have just fucking withered away and killed himself or drank.
Because Apollo asks him to not end this fight.
What I find funny, though, is that, like, he tells him don't throw the towel. And then as he's dying, like, Rocky drops the towel.
Like, could you have done that 3 seconds earlier?
Like, if you're going to fucking do that, I'm like, I'm a little fucking late there. Like, I don't know what they was trying to do. I know it was trying to do, like, an interesting, like, I guess, not scene transition, but, like, as Apollo's falling.
Yeah.
That's falling. But, like, it still doesn't make any sense. Either you throw the towel before or you just don't throw the fucking towel.
No, he drops the towel in shock because he's...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yes, of course he should have stopped the fight or whatever, but, like, what would have happened to Apollo?
But then
you're right. No, he killed himself is a good point. I like that.
But then
yeah.
We wouldn't have the spinoff.
Good point.
No, I mean, he killed himself, and then his son would, like, end up... It's the same thing. It's fine.
But the thing is... Like, okay, so he's dying in the ring, and then all these reporters are crowding him, blocking any technicians from getting in. Like, what the fuck, man? Back up like a foot.
Wait, I have a question, though. Would that, I never saw that happen. Mm-hmm. What would happen if it happened here? Okay, when Owen Hart? Yes, when Owen Hart fell,
Yeah, you didn't see a bunch of press crowding and blocking from.
I'll think the wrestling journalists, like the photographers, who rushed into the ring at that point.
No, but like, if the guy needs a medical attention, you get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, way. You don't have an interview with the guy who killed him saying like, if he dies, he dies.
I love. By the way,
I was just about to get to that. Yeah, that was the greatest.
Like staring at Rocky, you, like if he dies, he dies.
I love like, it.
Best heel moment ever.
What started out as a joke has turned out to be a disaster.
Creed appears to be in very serious condition.
The man died.
If he dies, he dies.
But you know what, okay, we make fun of this film, but it is, bar none, the most entertaining movie I have ever watched in my life. It goes by really quickly.
I'm just making light of a few scenes, like, yeah, it's fucking fantastic.
This film is like we're talking about, like, how to get here. It feels like it's 5 minutes since we started watching the movie by the time we're actually, you know, to the point where we're talking now. It just speeds right by. Stallone has a way of just making it the most entertaining shots, or, like, every scene connects to the next. It's a lot of fun.
No, it is, and you could tell it's for general audience, but no, it's definitely entertaining, Matt. And this is a great build-up. Like, within two lines of dialogue, you want Drago's ass. Fucking, you hate this fucking guy.
Well, you know, it's amazing. You hate him, and then you also hate his manager, so you hate them all. That's fun.
Yeah, no, it's true. They totally, up till now, it totally builds up Drago as, like, the evil Russian fucking villain.
You're supposed to hate all Russians at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
For this movie to work, you have to hate all Russians.
Well, they do a good job.
Yeah.
Well, at the time, we did.
It's true. Fuck Russia. Okay, so after that, then Rocky gives up his title to fight for no money in Russia. Like, he's the worst negotiator in the history of boxing.
Hey, dude, it's not about the money. Don't you understand? Wait a second. No Easy Way Out. Is that before or after this? What are you talking about?
It's after the speech. It's after the
speech?
It's after the staircase scene.
Oh, my mistake. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Then Rocky goes out to contemplate what happened or whatever.
Yeah, but that, I mean, he took the fight for revenge, essentially.
Yeah.
But couldn't he just like...
And give me like a couple millions while I'm doing... Yeah.
He's like, fuck, I don't want no money.
One thing though.
Fuck the title. I'm dropping it. Like, Just go to the boxing fed and say, listen, this is going to be the biggest hype boxing match ever.
One thing,
get him in there and fucking let's make some money.
I'm assuming that at least the Russians provided that shit shack cabin.
Well, you're jumping the gun a bit, but...
But are we at least give him that?
He specifically requested it.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I thought that was his doing. He wanted all dumbed-down shit.
It's paid by the government, but he asked for, like, the lowest tech ever.
I know. But at least he's not paying for that.
And didn't he have to give up the title because it was an unsanctioned fight?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. It was something like that, where he just...
I guess he would have to fight in Russia, count.
But that means that if he loses, he would still be world champion, though.
No, he forfeited the title.
Oh, so it could be anybody's?
Yeah,
he essentially vacated it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, but then, okay, now I'm confused, guys. How does he get it back? Because the fight in Russia, whatever the outcome is, whether he wins or loses...
He never gets it back.
Yeah, he never
becomes... Okay, so technically this is the last time that he's champion in the entire Rocky franchise.
It's the last time that he's rich, yeah.
Oh, okay, thanks. I didn't know that.
That's a fucked up thing. He drops everything.
That's insane.
His kids, his wife.
His mansion, which I'm sure is not paid for, by the way.
No, he doesn't have his house anymore. Fuck the robot. Everything's gone by Rocky.
No, he loses the fuck bot. He loses the fuck
by Rocky Five. He has nothing.
He loses everything to go fight a guy who his buddy said don't stop the fight. He did what his friend asked.
Yeah, I know.
But he had so much guilt, he drops everything. Fuck his family. Fuck his wife. I understand, like, you're passionate, but you just fought this guy like 2 years ago and you hated him. You're gonna drop everything because you do what he tells you to do. Like, I don't get the logic with that.
It was revenge.
Yeah. Revenge for his mentor, like the guy who gave him his big break.
Yeah.
Well, in like the first half of the movie, it was all bromance between him and Apollo.
That's true. Yeah, just seeing that revenge, I guess, was so fucking strong that, like, just drop everything. Your kids, your wife, your money, your house, your fuckbot. You got to go take on that Russian bear. And then we hear more of this Russian's wife's accent while she's saying, like, oh, it's not safe for us to fight here, blah, blah, blah. It just, to me, Drago's wife is like the Dick Van Dyke of Russian accents. I keep hampering on it, but it fucking really, it really annoyed me. The next scene was very powerful because him and Adrian were kind of going on a staircase arguing over whether he should go fight. And his biggest supporter, his wife's like, yeah, you can't win, forget it.
Like, that was, to me, like, even the wife thinks he's fucked. Mm-hmm. And then he's got to go, like, and then from there, you get, I guess, his equivalent of being emotional, which is driving in a car with sunglasses, listening to No Easy Way Out.
On the street. That's one of my favorite scenes.
On the straightest road ever.
Yeah.
He never stops for a red light or turns ever.
And there's even a tunnel in there, too.
I know.
I think he's driving on the Autobahn.
Hey, guys, I have a question. Okay, there's a lot of scenes that are from previous movies.
Yeah.
The one of him falling, that's a new scene that was never seen before?
Yeah, that's like his projection of what's going to happen. Good. That's his fear.
Okay.
Of him and, then from that moment on, it turns into something else. Because I think that montage that has like half is old footage, and then the other half is just like him being afraid of Russians.
Wait, what imagery are you speaking of?
Because it's all about like drug and dying and like the scene that happens with Apollo. I remember at some point I had a feeling where they ran out of old footage that they could put into this montage and they had to splice in new stuff. I don't know. It's just a feeling that I don't remember specifically which scenes there are, but yeah.
Speaking of the soundtrack, I fucking this is one of my favorite soundtracks ever. Living in America, No Easy Way Out, the Hearts on Fire.
Oh, you know what? As a kid, I only had one soundtrack album. Actually, that's not true. I had two. I had Spice World, but that's another story. And and I had Rocky IV. Because what's awesome about Rocky IV is that you get the beginning of the last movie. So you get Eye of the Tiger 2. So you get Eye of the Tiger and plus all these awesome hits. It's fun. And most of these songs were actually done for the film. So that's cool.
Yeah, well, yeah. Is it called Burning Heart?
Yeah, Burning Heart.
Yeah, Burning Heart.
Two worlds collide.
Wait, which ones are done by Survivor?
Burning Sounds heart, like all of them.
But Burning like, Heart, Hearts on Fire.
It's hilarious.
Wait, what's called? That's amazing. Burning Heart and Hearts on Fire. Yeah. They didn't have much that day.
No. Easy paycheck. Easy paycheck.
It was still good, though. That's yeah, like...
And also, we're going to need a montage.
Yeah.
Did Survivor have any other songs that weren't in a Rocky movie?
I doubt it. I know that Stallone approached them to do this stuff, so I don't think they did other stuff after this. I'm not sure. Not hits, though.
Just look it up, the Hedwig. Yeah, Burning Heart, Hearts on Fire, Double or Nothing. It's Kenny Loggins.
Okay.
From Danger Zone fame.
Awesome.
Eye of the Tiger, War. That was the theme that was going on during the fight, which was fucking awesome. I love that. Like between rounds 3 and 11 where they kind of
recap. The other montage.
Yeah, exactly. Living in America, which is awesome. Yep. James Brown. No Easy Way Out, Robert Tepper. One Way Street, don't know that. Sweetest Victory. Sweetest Victory. And then the training montage. The training montage is awesome, too. Like, whenever I want to get pumped up and go for, like, a five-minute run or something and then stop. But, like, this soundtrack is the greatest pump-up, man. And in my opinion, out of the four movies, the fifth one we don't acknowledge, this was the greatest soundtrack of
all. Oh, I agree. Yeah, that's like I said, for sure. Well, because especially when it actually includes the best song and the third one at the same time.
Yep. Great back and forth with Apollo's coach and Rocky during the training. You know what you got to do. Now do it.
Even with the Chipmunk song?
Chipmunk song.
You didn't hear it in the background? It's
really
annoying.
Oh, yeah, with Paulie. Yeah, yeah.
The Christmas time there. The Christmas.
Dude, do we want to consider this a Christmas movie?
It is. It is a Christmas movie.
It technically is.
Because the fight happens on Christmas.
And then the robot is wearing a Santa Claus hat. Yeah. So, yeah.
We should have had it in our... We did a re-aired the 2012 Christmas show that we did. And this should have been in the show. I didn't even realize.
We have to do admit that episode was so old that was Carp's first episode.
It was. Fucking, that's back in... What was that, episode 12?
I believe so.
Yeah, it was back in the day, man. So yeah, you know what you got to do. Now do it. And then they cue the training montage, just the fucking badass fucking woodsman. Fuck, it's just like minus 30, you see the snow. And they overdid that snow in the face, man. Yeah. They had those wind machines on full blast, man.
But you know what I love? He gets this beautiful Stallone beard. I love it.
Oh, he grows it out, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Looks amazing.
Yeah,
and he's just in like a leather jacket and basic gloves and like minus 40 fucking running in like deep snow with no snow like shoes or nothing. Just fucking sprinting in deep snow, jogging, chopping down trees, flipping up horse carts, fucking.
Oh, by the way, that's a great... I don't know what the name of that word is for in a movie, but when they cut to like one to the other real quick, he chops down the tree, and because they're comparing all the time to like whatever Ivan Drago's doing. So like as the tree's falling down, like
it's
a victim of a fight.
The dude's falling down. The dude's falling down. That was fantastic.
I love that. I love it.
And Drago's taking, and then you see the steroids. Cause
yeah, and then you realize.
And then the guy's jabbing the fucking roids in. Yeah. Whereas Rocky's just sitting outside in the cold doing a light jog or whatever.
I don't know.
Dude, it's intense.
I don't know if this movie invented the shot where it's like, it's just a reaction shot of the coach just nodding approvingly. Like,
I accept it. Yeah. I accept it.
But I guess it's very well done because they try to actually find activities that actually match like a gym set. Like, for example, when he's, what is it? Is when it he's, when he's
there's one where chopping? He's where he's crawling through the snow.
That's the one. I love that. I love
he's crawling through the snow and he has like that. He's like doing the Jesus pose because I think he's got like this the trunk of a tree like hanging.
I keep forgetting. Maybe it's a different movie, but isn't there one where he's actually trying to pull
a cart or pull some sled pulling, or something?
He's pulling the entire family.
Okay.
And then Drago's on the same machine trying to do the same moves.
Yeah. But there's also one where he's going side to side. I forget what Rocky's doing as a counter to that. But that's, yeah, I know what you mean.
Then you got Adrian coming in saying, yo, you know, I'm going to support you and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that is hilarious because I was watching this with my wife and I was like, don't worry, this film, I know you're not a big fan of like old films and like especially, you know, boxing movies, but this one like passes by in a flash. Once Apollo Creed dies, it's like 4 or 5 music videos and movie's over. And it is, because then you get like Burning Heart, then that leads right into the training montage. And I love this. For about, I'd say, less than a minute, he sees Adrian, and he's like, hey, you're back. She's like, yeah. And then it's just like, okay, next, continue training montage.
Heart's on fire.
Let's go, hurry
up. Cue training montage number 2 and cue music video number 2.
It's like a little break.
But this was, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't this the longest by far training montage?
Oh, by far. Yeah. It's the best too. Oh, because you get it, because I'll tell you why. Usually you only see, no, that's not true. In the third one, you see Rubber Lang training too. But usually it's much more on Rocky. In this one, you actually get a nice equal balance of both Rocky and Drago. So it really doubles the time. Yeah. Also, something I find funny, it's like, I didn't notice as a kid, but now it's kind of obvious. That it's not Sylvester Stallone climbing that hill. It's a really obvious green screen effect.
I did not catch that.
What?
No.
Because, King, it's really funny. You have to watch this because you see him. It's a helicopter shot, so it's very up high. And you see him going up the hill. And then, like, you'll have, like, just once in a while, it'll be just a zoom in on Stallone's face. And the background is really blurry. It's a green screen as he's, like, on all fours or something trying to climb up. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll catch that.
You can catch that straight. It's,
no, I'll watch it again.
Watch it on YouTube, yeah.
Well, on the. During that montage, then he goes like Keystone Cops and the worst Russian drivers in the world can't make a right turn. And then they fucking just like flip the car and stuff. So he loses. For some reason, he has to lose them. Like,
no, because he's pissed off, I guess. I don't know.
No, because they're relaying what he's doing in his training.
But all he's doing is running up a hill.
I know.
He's not going anywhere. He
still has to come back during the night.
Lose them for? There's no reason.
To run up that mountain?
I think it was a statement of America's position over communism. That's the way I took it, even as a kid. Because they really, as a kid, it was very, like, for me, it was very otherworldly to see how, I was watching this when I was, by the way, about 10. And it was very otherworldly to see how there was a government where everything you did, they knew. So even if it doesn't...
Well, hold on. You do know in the States right now, it's exactly...
I'm aware. The whole Snowden thing, it's not...
Run the NSA.
But I didn't know this as a kid, okay? All I knew is I didn't have, like, someone looking over my shoulder at everything I did. It wasn't as obvious. In this film, they make it blatantly obvious. Like, communism for America, or what it's trying to show people in America, is that communism is someone really in a car, looking at what you do, looking at what you, you know, we train, and him outrunning them, even though that actually doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything at all. But it just shows that Rocky, who's a symbol of, I mean, it's pure and awesome, doesn't approve of being washed over all the time.
He could just run up the hill, and then they're not going to be able to catch
him. I know,
Like, what? Right. What do you got to go through the whole fucking Keystone Cops thing? Like, I don't know. But yes, I understand what it makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, but the only thing that really put me off a bit was the like the panting and moaning during the training. Like,
not the way I like. The sounds terrible, but I mean, I had fun with that. What I find nuts. By the way, you know what I love about this? This is Stallone doing it all. Like, there's no effects, nothing. Everything you see being done is actually Stallone doing it. Like that insane move where Duke is going like no pain, no pain, where he's got like his. It's not an ab crunch. What is it? He's got his legs going up and down, but like just a few like inches off the floor. Do you know what I'm referring to?
No.
Oh, it's nuts. It's when he's okay. He's on his back and he's got his legs go up in the air, and they have to go from, let's say, a 90 degree angle to like just a few inches off the floor, really slowly, and it just like builds up your abs insane, and
okay,
so he feels insane pain, and you see like he's like glistening in sweat, and you see like all. By the way, this is the film where Stallone looks the best in his career, for sure, to me. I don't know, like it, like
yeah,
his
you
body
can see
ripped.
He trained fucking hard,
yeah,
for this movie.
But like he's ripped now too, because due to the Expendables, but like now he got like kind of broader. In this film, he's still like kind of like a lean, mean killing machine, and like every single muscle on him is like defined. I'm really wondering if he used roids to look this good in this movie.
I would
for
imagine.
Sure.
I think he came out and said he did finally.
Okay, because it's insane. Because I mean, I know for bodybuilding, mm-hmm. there's a certain echelons where if you want to look your best, it's impossible to do it without steroids. You can be strong without steroids, but you can't actually have the muscle look this good without the use of steroids. Just yeah. for build muscle mass, yeah.
The bodybuilders and the powerlifters both
powerlifters?
Use.
I don't know
some...
about powerlifters. Okay.
Yeah, they use also.
Okay.
And they just do it in to where when they come up to a competition, it won't show up.
Well, the thing is this. For competition stuff, I know we're getting a bit out of track, but the fact that everybody does it kind of cancels out the fact that they're doing it. You know what I'm referring to?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's to the point, because I had a buddy who was in this kind of stuff, and he stopped because he wasn't going to do drugs. He's like, well, look. And I'm like, but isn't it illegal? It's like, it doesn't really matter. At that point, since they're all doing it, it's who can do the best with the fact that they are actually using the steroids. So it's still a competition of who's better, but there's that implied steroid use too.
Well, that's why I think they should just legalize it. And
yeah, me too. Oh, yeah.
It'll put it on an even playing field. Everybody yeah. just takes whatever you want. Because fucking,
yeah.
at your own risk.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
No, I agree.
Okay. So Rocky climbs the mountain, then has this like con fucking scene with Drago. Does he scream Drago?
Yeah, he screams Drago.
It's Drago. Now he goes Drago. It's good, and all of Russia hears him.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
yeah. That was the intention.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be great. If great if he replies back. Fuck you.
This in Apollo's dressing room. Actually, there's a few points like this. Apollo's dressing room, when he's preparing for the fight, there's a picture of Drago, and he actually like draws him to be like a dragon out of it. And even there's like that great scene in the montage sequence where he like crumples the Drago picture.
Yep.
That's fun stuff.
So the arena itself, for apparently the fight of the century, there was like 4,000 people.
But it's because it was televised, and they weren't even like, none of these people were, I don't think any of these people paid.
Yeah, because they all look like army people.
Yeah, they're all diplomats from their own countries. So Italy's presence, all of Europe is there. Yeah, I don't think it's population that's paying for this.
Oh, see, I thought it was like all Russian military.
No, you can tell. They actually show... That's what's also weird about this. They show you the name tags of the countries. I know Italy was there, which is why I find it really like... I mean,
like the United Nations of boxing or
kind of. Yeah, no, but like the... What's weird? Like the pro-Russia? Or like, I have no clue who it is, but it's a bunch of like countries around the Russian area that are all there, and to see an American get humiliated. And I'm like wondering, like, but like someone like Italy, really is pro-Russia instead of US? That's weird, but yeah. And yeah, they're all military, and it seems. It's kind of odd.
Did anybody see the ESPN 360 of this?
No.
The,
oh, wait, yeah. Oh, so I love good. This.
So good.
They said what happened. They're like, how he ends the Cold War, right? And,
yeah,
and then still to this day, I don't know why they like changed who they were cheering for. That was weird.
Or how they mentioned of 90%, 95% of power punches landing.
Oh, you're talking about in real life? Yeah, there was a...
Oh, it was so good.
There was one here where Lundgren punched Stallone in the chest. He was in the ICU for 5 days.
Yeah, because Stallone wanted real punches.
Yeah, he wanted real punches, yeah.
And apparently he got punched in the chest and his chest caved in.
Jeez.
So. Yeah, it bruised and swelled his heart.
Yeah.
But you know what, guys? It looks good. Like I'm watching the fight now and it looks phenomenal. They are really hitting, and that does add a lot to the film. I don't know. It works. It's hardcore, but I mean, he got his mission accomplished. It worked. But by the way, the mop jockey, what we're referring to was they actually made a joke as if the fight took place in our world. So those people like come to and going like, man, I can't believe they actually like.
If you haven't seen it, Mop, like it's essentially the real ESPN 360, and they mock the Rocky fight like if it really existed. It's so good.
I'll have to look that up.
It is so good. Fireworks during that didn't seem very
safe.
Communist Russian and safe too. Yeah, like firing fireworks in people's faces. Fuck.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Okay.
It was fun.
It was a fun scene. Yeah.
Oh, the national anthem. Russia or the Soviet Union had the greatest national anthem.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
This movie sealed it. It was like this. Fuck, O Canada.
Canada's terrible.
Yeah, I know. They have the most badass.
Yeah, they do.
National anthem of all time.
And then Drago with his third line of the movie. I must break you. First round is just pretty much Rocky eating punches.
Yeah.
Which Rocky seems to do best in every fight.
Yeah, that's how he does it.
He's like literally the worst boxer ever.
But I got a question for you guys. Yeah. Don't we know from the second film that he's got like a slang with his brain? Like if he keeps boxing, he'll get really like he'll be brain dead.
The interesting thing too is like you hear the fucking coach saying, mm-hmm. "Put your hands up."
Yeah,
it's like he just in all of the fights he just kind of forgets that the entire fight. Like at one point, can't you just literally put your fucking hands up for one fucking round?
Yeah, I know I'll tell you why they don't. It's because it's a film. They want to make him look more entertaining.
Yeah, oh, no, it's for sure.
Because he wants to land those power punches.
Yeah, he wants to.
The 95% of landed power punches.
He always has to wind up.
But it's interesting because if you look at the sixth movie, it looks a lot more realistic.
Well, because
they
talk about his brain damage.
Oh, now they do.
They actually talk about, well, yeah, exactly. They're like, well, after all these fights, he's actually really, his body's broken.
Wait, so I'm wondering, when he's talking about, when he's talking like, that's just because he's got a problem with his brain, right? Is that?
Yeah. No, well, in reality,
no, I know,
Stallone talks like that.
I know, it's because, do you know in reality what happened to old school? It's when he was born.
I remember mentioning during the retrospective. Yeah, it was with the forceps or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you got fucking jacked or whatever.
But you know what that proves? That proves that any little handicap you may have, you could just persevere and say fuck off that handicap and still be successful.
Well, he took a negative into a positive. Yeah. So he's like, okay, I sound like this. They're not going to put me in Star Wars or whatever.
Oh, look, there's two lessons to learn from Stallone's career. One is nothing's impossible. The second one is if you want to make it big, you have to start in porn. Those are the two lessons.
No, but in all seriousness, like he's like, okay, I sound like this. I'm probably going to be like a fighter or whatever.
Yeah.
Let me get fucking trained, get jacked up and write and direct the whole fucking thing and do it himself.
Oh, wait. He only wrote the first Rocky film.
Okay, he didn't direct it. But still, I mean.
No, it's amazing. No, he wrote it. And you know what's great? This is also something to like people that want to get into the stuff. Right, what you know. He had a dog, so he wrote that Rocky had a dog. Like, he really did stuff like this. This is, it was not too far from his life and his ambitions.
Well,
and he wrote it. It was honest. What? Go.
Well, that's why the robot was in the movie. Because he had one in real life.
Right, I have in real life. He uses real, he's not like, Stallone is not a brilliant mastermind. But you know what? It doesn't freaking matter. He's richer than all of us because he actually was good enough to do the best of what he knew.
No, it actually feels true. Every time there's a monologue, it actually hits you because he knows what he's talking about.
He knows what he's talking about. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Second round, Drago does a hip toss.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck?
Full on.
What?
Yeah, like, how is that sanctioned? Well, I know it's Russia, but
hip
tosses. Essentially, you flip him over.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like a judo throw.
Okay, yeah.
So apparently, it's like, it was almost like an early MMA fucking, like, throwback or whatever. So yeah, he's fucking, Drago blasting him again, but now we see the first signs of Rocky kind of fighting back.
He's cut!
Yeah, that's right, he gets the cut. That is shot so beautiful.
That's sold so well.
Because, like, that fight is amazing. Yeah. It's electric. But when you hear it, you see it, you're like, fuck!
You get into it, man.
You really get into it. There's not enough movies that are done like that these days. And this film doesn't have like super high special effects. Clearly it doesn't. But it's just the way he edits it.
It had the exploding gloves at the beginning.
That was the extent of the special effects budget. Yeah.
Spent all the money on the gloves.
You don't need effects to make an entertaining picture. You just need really good editing.
It's about the heart.
Yeah, it's about the heart.
It's about two songs about the heart.
Yeah, it's
burning heart and
it makes you feel something. You know what I mean?
It does. Mm-hmm.
You get the fight music after the second round. You start getting to the montage. And then it's funny because you get the switch over, like, saying, Rocky, he's not a, you know, he's an actual man. You can beat him. And then Drago saying, like, he's not a man. Yeah. He's made of steel. Yeah.
By the way, one thing I, as a kid watching Rocky movies, I thought all boxing fights, first of all, I thought all boxing fights ended with like a KO.
Yeah.
Which rarely happens. But also, I thought all boxing fights like lasted like, what was it, 12 rounds here?
This was 15.
We go up to 15.
Yeah, 15 rounds, which doesn't happen.
I think I've seen 15 before.
15 happens.
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time.
Championship matches usually last to 15.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
And, except for we grew up with Tyson, that no fight went past that long.
Yeah, I see. Okay. That's
in the Mayweather era, you'll see 15 round fights.
Yes, because all he does is dance.
Yeah, stupid Mayweather.
Are we gonna talk about that? That fight sucks. The one, what was it, Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah.
Disgusting fight. Gross.
The thing is, people went in there expecting like a Tyson-esque.
But it's called the fight of the century. Like, you don't advertise that shit. You know what I mean?
But the thing is, for boxing purists, they really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Really? Even with all the
not. It was very technical. It was extremely technical, but both of them are not power punchers. Like, they don't try to knock each other out.
Because we go into boxing expecting Rocky.
Yeah, we do.
But
yeah.
People that actually watch boxing don't expect.
They want a Mayweather-type fight where it'll go all 12 rounds or 15 rounds. So then you start hearing the Moscow fans chanting for Rocky.
Which is insane, by the way.
Which would never happen.
You know what? As a kid, I thought, like, oh, I mean, this is really good. Like, I mean, these Russians must now understand the American way of life and how we're superior. And I was like, wait a second. Because, I mean, even, like, the Canadians, okay? Let's say Canadians really suck.
Yeah.
Which happened a lot during the time I was watching the Canadians. We never went, like, you know, let me start cheering for, like, Toronto that's, like, fighting against. No! We'll never do that. That will never happen.
Well, you want to cheer a comeback.
And you want to root for the underdog, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
wouldn't
we be cheering for Toronto? Oh, okay. You mean in the Rocky thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems like they do that in a lot of movies, though.
Mm-hmm.
With the underdog? Always. Well, that's something I find very funny, the mob jockey, because you see it's funny between, like, movies and real life. For example, you'll have, like the Mighty Ducks films, okay? Where, like, the team is really bottom of the barrel, and then, like, they're not that great. And then, due to Emilio Estevez's help, they get better, and they win. You know what? That's a freaking nightmare for the other team, that the team we're fighting against, because the other team, like, actually trained all this time. Right, they're better, they were more disciplined, they did it well, they deserve to be on top, and they get beaten by, like, these random second stringers. Like, this sucks. The underdog is not by any means the person who should win these and who would win these. It's an upset for the other people.
In real life, it really doesn't happen that often. But for the movies, it's a good story.
Of course. No, I guarantee it, of course. Yeah.
Did the did the Russians cheer Team USA during the Miracle on Ice thing?
I don't remember.
I do not know.
We should look back, because that's the only equivalent, like the only moment where that ever happened. Because during the Russia-Canada series, no one switched teams. No one cheered for the other team.
Yeah.
No, why would they? It's not like, there's a patriotic part to it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, think about it. We're not cheering for the Montreal Canadiens because of who the players are. They change teams all the time.
None of them are from Montreal.
Yeah, none of them are from Montreal. Yeah, exactly. And, like, they played for other teams before.
Yeah.
We're not cheering because, like, it's the player. We're cheering because that's the country, that's the city that's representing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wouldn't make for a good movie. Yeah.
Dude, you're always rooting for the underdogs. At least I am.
Well, because they're kids and you're like, oh, give them a chance.
Especially right. It's the little guy taking on the you know, David versus Goliath deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Duke versus No Name University. For sure you're going for No Name.
Absolutely. Especially because Duke sucks.
Okay, so... great montage during the 3rd to 14th rounds. You got the title track is called War. And even just playing it back the other day, man, I'm like getting into it. Like at work, I'm just doing data entry and I'm like fucking punching my monitor and stuff. It was great. Rocky's coach, I thought, was a great motivator. This was Apollo Creed's coach. I mentioned Duke Evers, Tony Evers.
He has the best, yes, and the best, no.
No, oh, yeah. The no is amazing.
They zoom in so perfectly. It's like, no, it's like he's about to die.
They reuse the shot.
It
looks like they do. Do they? Because they said no shot twice.
There's the same shot twice, but he has different reactions. So he probably shot it back to back. So he probably said, like, go one really super happy and then one super desperate.
Okay.
Yes. No.
Because there's another one. Isn't Rocky Which one's? No, it's in Rocky 3, where Duke is, like, shaking Paulie's head, I think, and, like they're, like, just smiling. That's in Rocky 3, right?
Where it happens in this one, too. It happens in this one, too, where he Rocky's doing a comeback, and he, like, he rubs his head for some reason.
But which one? No, there's one where he's just, like, because I know that shot happens twice in that film, in that fight. I forget which fight it is. But it's pretty much Duke holding Paulie's head and just, like, grinning like an idiot and, like, rocking back and forth. No, it's true. But I forget which fight it is, but that shot is definitely reused because it's the same.
Yeah, I think they reused it.
Yeah.
And then Drago pulls a heel turn that they do in wrestling. Called the double turn?
Double turn is when both switch sides. Both.
Well, they did because kind of like, well, I guess Rocky was always himself, but like the fans turned on.
He became super heel.
Yeah. And then Drago's like, fuck you, I fight for myself,
yeah.
Fuck Russia. And like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, fuck Russia.
He
yeah.
Ring the bell, it's like, for me.
Fuck Russia.
You know what I love though? I love how it's the freaking Russian premier who tells the guy to go down. Like, I love it. Just with his hands, he's like, he points down, and the guy knows right away what he's got to do.
It's like, you're a disgrace. You're good for nothing.
So it goes to that 15th round, and then Rocky takes, like, straight up 30 punches to the face.
No, he goes in, and he's like, to the end. To the end.
Yeah, it takes a good, I'd say a good 30 shots, and then starts coming back and gives Drago about 30 straight shots with no blocking. And then the Russian, Rocky, Rocky, Rocky. And then fucking finally, Rocky takes him out.
Super punch.
And yeah, it was a great.
Oh, yeah.
The Superman punch.
Oh, it was a great buildup and then the great ending. And then fucking Drago hits the mat. Even though Rocky got knocked down, I'd say 40 times or whatever. But Drago hits it. Just that one punch ends it. Fucking Drago hits the mat.
What about Rocky going down? There's a great, I forget when the fight, but there's a certain round where Rocky keeps falling every 2 seconds and then gets right back up.
Yeah,
those are some fun scenes.
He goes to his knees like twice.
Yeah.
And then the greatest line in movie history, Rocky goes up and speaks, addresses at the entire Russian nation.
Yes.
And the world.
The world.
If I can change.
You can change.
And you can change.
Everything can change.
Then maybe we can change.
By the way.
Thank you. I came here tonight. I didn't know what to expect. I seen a lot of people hating me, and I didn't know what to feel about that, so I guess I didn't like you much none either.
Я думаю, что я не любил их тоже.
During this fight, I seen a lot of changing.
В течение всего этого боя я понял, что многое изменилось.
The way you felt about me and the way I felt about you.
И я почувствовал, что вы тоже изменились.
In here, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million.
То я думаю, что это лучше, чем даже 20 миллионов долларов.
So what I was trying to say is that if I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change.
Каждый может измениться.
That translator is useless because by the time Rocky says everybody can change, you're already cheering. And I was like, well, I still have to say my thing. I'm like, but look, they know what he said.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. They need you. Yeah, that's it.
And apparently, this one speech in a fight causes
the Cold War, right?
Of Russia go face and end the Cold War.
Yeah, ends the Cold War. Yeah, single-handedly.
That moment.
Rocky Balboa single-handedly ends the Cold War. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it becomes, in my opinion, the greatest 80s ending of a movie.
Yeah,
big time.
Okay, I want to get your quick thoughts on the movie itself. Heavy, you haven't talked too much. I think it's just because it's the first of the franchise that you've seen. You have it, and you've recently seen it. So I want to get your general thoughts and your score on 10.
I think for me, it's you guys have watched it at least multiple times, had a lot of time to think about stuff, and you guys are saying all this stuff, and I'm just like, Yeah, I really didn't put that much thought into it. I think it's a good movie. I really want to sit down and now watch the whole series. I think I was kind of a good Rocky.
But this is not...
I find it would be, you want to introduce somebody, though, to the Rocky
series.
You do
Rocky 1.
I actually don't mind doing 4. I know it kind of
One and 2 are kind of slow. That's the
thing. They're very... Well, 1 is a serious actual film. Like, yeah, 1 is seriously... Like Kage said, they're actually very different. You know how, like, in the Academy Awards, they honor, like, drama and stuff? Rocky 1 is a drama picture. Like hardcore.
Well, they did win an Oscar.
And it won an Oscar best movie, yeah. Rocky IV is a popcorn flick. Like a Jerry Bruckheimer picture.
That's what I kind of think is good to introduce somebody like Kevy to the series, is you want to go balls to the wall. You want to start off big, right?
I agree. But the thing is that he might be disappointed with like how different the tone is in the first
one.
But the thing is, if you gave him the first one, I don't think you would watch all the other ones.
Oh, I see.
Necessarily.
Yeah. Okay.
So now he's like, now I want to watch them.
Okay,
so
it, fair enough.
Yeah.
What else? What's the one with Thunderlips?
3.
2, 3. That's 3.
Yeah.
Hogan.
Well, yeah, Hogan and Mr. T in the same movie.
Pre Hogan. Hogan.
You're right. That's right. It's pre Hogan. Hogan. Yeah.
So yeah, I want to. Now I don't know when I'm going to get the chance to watch it, but I do want to try to be able to watch them all and possibly see Creed while it's in the theater.
I love Creed.
Yeah, you should watch Creed after watching
Creed's
4.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Though I keep trying to say Apollo Crews. It's one of my biggest.
Hey, by the way, him too. When Hogan went for the audition for that role, Stallone actually asked him to punch him. I think he said, give me, what is it? Give me 80%. So not 100, but he give me like, you know, a certain percentage of a punch. And, you know, the guy knew Stallone, he didn't want to hurt him. He's like, yeah, go, just do it. And he did. And Stallone was like, took a step back and was like, really hurt. But he's like, okay, you got a job. So that was fun too. So Stallone seems to be that kind of guy. That's cool, man.
I think Hogan talked about that in his WWE book.
Well, he also did it. Hogan's got these like random like 5-minute clips that he does on his site. It's one of them too, where like someone asks him a question and he answers them.
What are your thoughts on, never mind. everybody knows where I'm going to go without even saying it.
Yep.
Naggers, right? Naggers?
Yeah.
Naggers. It's amazing. Deep cut.
Porch monkey's not a racial slur. No, I'm not even going to say that line either. Out of 10, I'm going to give it an 8. I want to give it a 9.
I'm kidding.
At the time, it might have been a 9, but watching it like later on, like the robot was the biggest like.
Oh, I know what you mean, dude.
That was like, all right, this is funny. I'll give it credit. That was the biggest 80s thing about it. That, and the whole time, I kept thinking, we're gonna need a montage. And there's a couple montages. One, just a 2. There's like 3.
No, there's more.
There's way more.
The movie
starts
is a series of like music videos.
The beginning is a montage.
Hey, by the way, the James Brown one is literally a music video. That's used as a music video for that song. So yes, that's a music video.
Oh, and of course, it was great seeing James Brown too. because there's a lot of stuff too. Since I've never really watched Rocky, that I would hear something, I go, okay, I get this joke now.
Okay.
So there, stuff maybe you guys wouldn't understand as much as me, but like there were certain things I was just like, all right, okay, I get it now.
Well, yeah, like for example, do you watch Family Guy heavy?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, well, there was the one where Brian has to go back to university and he has to like study for physics, and Stewie's been doing all exams. Now he wants to do it for himself. So they like, he's like, well, there's only one thing to do. So they start like going, they it's the same thing as Rocky IV. They go to like a little shack in like the snowy area and they do all this crazy training, and like at the end it's like, he's like, well, that was a great workout, now we gotta go study. It's like, yeah we should. So that was it.
I think I got that one was Rocky.
Okay.
Like without, because there's just certain things you don't have to watch to understand.
No.
And that was like, I was like, they gotta be making poker fun of Rocky.
But now you see exactly where it's from.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Will, let's get your overall thoughts and your score on that.
So, like I said, this is the most entertaining movie I've watched in my life. It goes by really quickly. It's fun. It's perfectly 80s, but also it doesn't feel too dated. Like, you watch it now and it's no problem because it's expertly filmed and done. It's impressive that Stallone actually did this whole thing. I give it a 9 out of 10. I understand why you would give it less today, but it's the same way how, like, Terminator 1 has 100% of Rotten Tomatoes. At the time, you couldn't hate that film. It was just perfect. So that's the same thing to me with this film.
Mop.
Yeah, I think 8 out of 10. I mean, it is very 80s, some of the stuff, but, you know, it's fun to go back and watch some of that stuff every once in a while.
Next, Master Phil.
Give it a 9. Like Will said, it's one of the most entertaining films of all time. I don't think I've ever stopped watching the movie once it started. it's never happened. So, and also the WWE should take notice.
Yeah, this is
how you pull a face and heel in whatever, in actual fighting. This is how you do it. Simple stuff, but it works.
Yep. No, it's true. And yeah,
one thing I want to actually throw out that was kind of like ironic to everything. I was clicking through channels, and I actually haven't had like cable or satellite in forever. And Rocky IV was actually on, and I sat and watched like a little bit of it. Right in the middle is actually network. I think it was AMC. Right when they're doing the second press conference, the one that actually it's for Rocky. And I watched probably about 5-10 minutes. I was like, all right, I better stop so I ruin anything so I can watch the movie. So I thought that was just a side thing I want to throw out there.
But yeah, I'm going to end the review just saying, yeah, it's a great 80s nostalgia. You know, you look at it with rose-colored glasses, but even rewatching it, it's still super entertaining. But it's on a different level because you can kind of laugh at the 80s cheese and the montage stuff, and it's just entertaining. Great entertainment value. For me, the greatest movie of the franchise, even though the last two iterations and the spinoff were really good. I'm not talking about the fifth one, of course, but the sixth one and Creed I really liked. But no, this is it's the safer the bet, you know. But it's definitely one of my favorites. I give it a solid 8. Okay, we can either end on tweets, or we can leave tweets to next week, or we can discuss somebody's Mop. I think you sent me this, the 72 hard hitting facts about the Rocky movies.
Yeah, it's just kind of a breakdown. You know, they break it down by movies, some of the things, and I've already said some of them from this the Rocky IV. But yeah, you can go over them if you want.
Yeah, we'll go over a couple quickly. Okay, so we'll do some for Rocky IV. 1979, an interview with Roger Ebert, Stallone said, "There'll never be a Rocky IV. You got to call a halt." But in 82, while doing a press for Rocky III, he admitted that the fourth film wasn't out of the question. "The only way I'd make it is if Rocky has to step outside himself and enter the international community," he said.
Well, he did it.
Yeah. Stallone would later say that the fight with Drago was at least in part based on a fight between Joe Louis and German heavyweight turned Nazi puppet Max Schmeling.
Hey, one thing. I watched an interview recently. Do you know that George Lucas said there would never be a Star Wars 7?
Yep. Yeah, you mentioned that, actually.
I did, sir. All right.
When he auditioned for the role of Ivan Drago, Dolph Lundgren was a male model with a degree in chemical engineering. At the initial cattle call, he was dismissed for being too tall. Undeterred, Lundgren sent photos of himself in boxing gear to Stallone, which eventually led to a meeting with the star. Lundgren had to gain 20 pounds for the role, so he followed a training regimen that required bodybuilding 6 days a week. Stallone worked with champion bodybuilder Franco Colombo to achieve a more muscular look that he had in the previous movie. Ultimately, he added 10 pounds and several inches to his arms and chest. Yeah, I mean, regardless of fucking doing steroids, you still have to train like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
To get a body like that.
That's what steroids is. It just helps you work out. It doesn't like just automatically pop muscles on.
But it seems like a misconception that, oh, yeah, you put roids, you left, like, two muscles and fucking two weights, and then you have muscles like that.
Oh, no. Steroids essentially just makes it so you can work out more harder.
Really? I thought it was to increase muscle mass. Like, you still need to work out to make it happen, right, but it's easier to achieve the muscle mass.
What used to stop you, like, working out when you got to exhaustion, doesn't stop you anymore.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was different.
And a lot of the people you see get nailed for like steroids in sports, a lot of it's recovering from injury because it helps your body recover from injuries faster too.
They discussed the thing where Stallone was in the hospital, like you mentioned, Will. And they also mentioned that Lundgren also roughed up Carl Weathers during the fight, at one point picking him up and throwing him into the corner. As Stallone remembers it years later, Weathers jumped out of the ring and threatened to quit because of the Swede.
I forgot to say it, but in Creed, the guy, the star, I guess during the film, it got knocked out too. Like, knocked out cold.
Wow. When Rocky goes to the frozen Russian tundra to prepare for his fight against Drago, he's actually in Wyoming. The final fight set in the large Russian city was filmed in Vancouver. That's just kind of funny.
That's pretty cool, actually. Wyoming, that's pretty awesome.
After four blockbuster Rocky films, Stallone returned to the fifth that showed a sad, desperate Rocky. So we're not gonna talk about that. It goes in Rocky. We're gonna end it there.
Nope.
Plugs, final thoughts. Mixmaster Phil, where can we find you online?
So still working on the game. So it's called Stories, The Path of Destinies. It's gonna come out on PS4 really soon.
It looks gorgeous, by the way, Phil.
Thank you. So check it out on Facebook and Twitter.
What kind of game is it, Phil?
It's more of an action RPG. It's got multiple stories and stuff like that. Your choice will actually matter in this game. So
there's combat?
Yes, there's a lot of combat and finding loot and stuff like that.
Okay.
Mop, where can we find you online?
It's at the Mop Jockey and NFL Easy Picks and Anything Goes here on the Trending Topics Network.
Thanks for coming on, man. Hopefully we have you on for a couple more episodes. Will.
Okay, so
Cybertron, SEIbertron.com.
Thank you very much. And also comicbooksftw.com, comicbooksforthewin.com.
Ebby Set, what's going on? Plugs, final thoughts.
Nothing much. I'm just getting squared away from movie. Oh, and plugs and everything. It's pretty much copied everything. Bob said NFL Easy Picks. That season's going to be ending real soon. Anything goes at the Anything Goes. Eventually, we'll probably try to get another episode going here soon, I'm thinking. Mop, I don't know about you, but yeah, maybe. The Wrestlecast, at Wrestlecast, at Heavyset330, my personal one, and I think that's it for right now.
Okay, homework for next week. What are we watching?
You mean 2 months from now?
Next week, damn it.
Well, you only watch it the last day anyway, so.
Unless I've already seen it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mop had previously suggested Gremlins.
Yes, sir.
Do we have any other suggestions? We'll leave it to the floor.
Debbie Does Dallas.
You actually watch that in more than 5 minute increments?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a popcorn flick.
I love that fight. That's very good job. Good job.
I you know what? Because we keep pushing Gremlins off, I think it'll be a fun movie.
We should do Gremlins 2 instead.
The new batch.
Oh, we can do Gremlins.
Yeah.
Also, I keep freaking forgetting. I saw those people again. The Room. This is The Room together.
We have so to do sorry. A run. We have. We have to do a running commentary of The Room. You can't.
That's what I was gonna suggest.
Yeah.
That we'll do a Skype call.
Yeah.
You guys watch the movie, but cut the audio, and I'll play the audio from my computer, and then we'll comment on it.
That'd like, be amazing.
We'll, because so, yeah, essentially, you just mute it, and then we sync it with
yeah,
the audio.
Yeah. So me, you, Phil, right? Or anybody wants to.
Well, we need someone that hasn't like. It's gonna be their first time.
Wait, really?
I'd love to get
yeah.
one person.
Yeah, we need at least.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Wait. Did Kevin watch it, or was it with me when we watched
Kev
it?
Kev saw it with us, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, Heavy or Mop, when do you guys want to watch
it? Today, you guys watch The Room?
What is The Room?
Oh, good. The Mop Rock is watching it with us.
You have to go in not having any idea what it is, yeah. just so you get, like...
Because, you know what? That's what happened to you old school. And that's
yeah, because I remember watching, I'm like, what the fuck is...
Yeah, you have to watch it. Yeah, but then you have to watch it with us. Yeah.
All I can say is it's made by a director who has zero movie experience, who financed it selling fur coats. And it has become what I deal like one of the worst movies ever made is now a cult classic.
But it's also one of the best movies.
It's one of the best right. worst movies yeah. ever made.
Yeah.
Dude, like half the worst movies ever become cult classics.
No, but this is a bit special.
For some reason, this thing beyond. Has just...
Yeah.
For some reason, this has just become in everybody's, like, the culture. It's like the new,
what's it called?
Rocky Horror.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The one with Tim Curry, right?
Yeah, Rocky Horror. It's like the 2000s, but with way worse acting. So whoever wants to be a guinea pig, whomever wants to be a guinea pig, let us know. Okay, so for Mop Jockey, Phil, Will, and Heavy Set, this is Old School saying thanks for listening.